Now, did you ever see a place in the woods that the water would kind of cut a place in the across, say, a deep, narrow place in the woods or something like that?
Not that I knew of. I mean,
what was that lake you were talking about up there? You got a lake up there?
Oh, yeah, they got a bunch of lakes up in there. Now, the main lake, the big lake they had in there is all rolled up into sandbars. You know, it's all filled in. They only got a channel. They opened the channel. So they had dug a channel, and the water kept that channel open, you know, in the middle of that lake, going up to Baton Rouge, up to the Mississippi River, where the locks is at. And that lake there was 30 miles wide when I first come here. They had 10, 12 foot of water in that lake. You could see the woods on the other side of how wide it was. You could see that the water, just like you'd be on the Gulf out there. 30 miles, that lake was 30 miles wide. I know that. I traveled that lake more than one time with boats. You know, going out, we used to go across that lake to go duck hunting in those days, in 1911. We go up Lake Post Point, way up there, Lake Doe Tree, back of New Iberia, to hunt with them boys. And the sandbar just began to make up at that time, way up at head of Lake Doe Tree, that back in New Iberia. See, about 1910, 1911. And since that time, it produced about, I would say, around close to 6 to 5 years. From that time that the sandbar first started over there, it only got to the mouth of the river here. It's come all the way through and filled in everything. They ain't no more. They got land all over in there. They got trees, willow trees all over that part of the country. You'd be surprised if you go down there and look and see what that sand made. They got hills in there that's as high as this here. Look like a mountain. The water come through there and it just settled on both sides, and the water went through, made little chutes, you know, little channels like. And then after the high water ran out there, you can walk through there, boy. It's pretty. Walk through there and go down up and go up on another hill over there and go down another hill over there. Beautiful. Nothing but sand. That's the way Grand Lake is up there. And they come on to this next lake on DFM, they call 6 Mile Lake, and 6 Mile wide. There ain't no more lake there either. The only place you can pass is in the channel, but they went through there and cut a channel down there so they could go through, throw that sand on both sides. Where they got a channel, you can pass there with a boat. It comes all the way down to Morgan City, yeah, from there. You got that lake over here, there's no more sand can get in it. There's a lake below there, you know, on that side of the levee, this seawall here. You got a lake over there on that side. It'll never fill up because they closed up. They just let it keep that sandy water from going in there to fill it in. But that other little lake over there, the flat lake they call it, they got not any more lake there. When the water comes through there, it goes around and it's filling in. You can't pass that with an outboard motor in the moon. And they used to go through that with tugboats, steamboats. Yeah. I went through that with steamboats. Used to belong to the lumber company here.
Yeah.
You go down in them little bars where they pull timber out. I used to ride down there with them fellas sometimes, go out there hunting. You know, I'd ride the steamboat and go out there. Put my P-Rog on the steamboat, you know, and then I'd ride down until they get in the woods and get my P-Rog off. And while they go on about their business, I'd hunt. And I'd paddle my P-Rog back. But you can't do that now. There's no more water there. It's all built in. The lake is all closed up. So that's the way our situation sets in here now. You take if you don't do something about deepening our rivers, you know what I mean,